I mean, I don't ever think that you would truly be a Wellian. I really don't think that. I mean, but I mean, this is as quick as you can adapt, you know, just to the way things are, you know what I'm saying? You coming from Virginia, so I'm sure things will be a little different. You know, the pace might be a little slower or faster or something like that. So, I mean, as long as it takes you to adapt. Like I said, in Roswell, people are pretty friendly here in Roswell. So, I mean, they would befriend you pretty quick, you know. Man.
Can you tell when someone's not originally from Roswell? Like, let's say you at Walmart or something like that. Can you tell?
I mean, most of the people that are born and raised here in Roswell know, like, other people here in Roswell. So, I mean, you see a face that you don't know or something like that, you know, pretty much going to assume that they're probably not from Roswell. So, since, you know, everybody grew up around each other and big families, you know, most people know each other. And, you know, it's pretty easy to tell, you know, they might be living in Roswell, might have just moved to Roswell, but they're not Wellians.
They're not Wellians. Okay. So, okay, this will just take a little turn here. Do you know much about historic Roswell?
I do and I don't. Kind of say 50-50 on that, as far as the stuff I know. I know we have a lot of historical landmarks here in Roswell. Bullock Hall, Smith Plantation, the Roswell Mill. Those are the things that stick out to me right now.
Do you know anything about the mill?
Well, I mean, of course, was it General Sherman came through and was going to burn down the mill and all that kind of stuff. And, I mean, it's stuff in the history books, stuff that we learned about. You know, it was pretty cool. That's one thing I could say was pretty cool, you know. Like reading that in like some textbooks and stuff like that about Roswell, just like little tidbits about, you know, the march through Georgia and, you know, coming past Roswell. And that was pretty cool learning some of that stuff in school.
Oh, so you actually know about Roswell history in school?
Just a little bit. That little tidbit right there that I said, you know, about, you know, I think it was, like I said, General Sherman marching through and, you know, destroying some stuff and mainly the mill, which was, like, I suppose, huge in Roswell at the time.
Where is historic Roswell?
We're in historic Roswell. I mean, I guess pretty much, let's see, coming down Atlanta Street, there's lots of buildings. J. Christopher's is close to historic Roswell. The city square, Roswell Town Square. I guess right off to the left of Town Square would be Bullock Hall, if I'm not mistaken, which is just like this huge mansion that was here a long time ago. If you ride further down the road, you see tons of like small shops and restaurants and little things like that. Smith Plantation, it's all kind of like bundled in together. It's not like really spread apart.
If you need to do any type of shopping or not, do you have to leave Roswell?
Yeah. If you want to do some good shopping, North Point Mall is the only thing up here, and they're not that good. North Point Mall is really not. It's not that good of a mall. You get the stuff that's in fashion. You know what I mean? You know, go to the Lenox or where did we go the other day? You know, Greenbrier, you know, Stonecrest, all those kind of malls. You know, just get out and, you know, go get stuff that's in fashion.
So you talking about like FUBU and, not FUBU, but what's the style now, Sean John and all that?
Yeah, I mean, the more urban kind of wear, you know.
You go to South County?